The U.S. also wants Turkey on board for sanctions against Iran, but Turkey has been reluctant to go along. It has political and business ties with Iran, and right now Turkey has something else to worry about. Authorities there continue to investigate what they say was a serious attempt to overthrow the government. The alleged coup reflects deepening anxiety over what some Turkish citizens fear is creeping Islamization in a country with a strong secular tradition. Philip Martin reports.
On this day, as the sky over Istanbul turns from iron gray to a widening patch of blue, one is reminded of Turkey's Islamic faith. Turkish citizens this week also woke up to another reminder. With the arrest of seven powerful officers, the ever-present tensions between Islam and secularism bubble to the surface. The seven were said to be part of a plot called Sledgehammer. It's allegedly designed to create unrest that would allow the military to take over the government. It's a charge that military men say is absolutely untrue. Erşek Biren, a retired Turkish admiral.
I think that some people have just collected some sort of information, which they say it piles up to 5,000 pages, and this is a plan or something like that. I never heard the 5,000-page plan in my whole life. So there must be some misunderstanding in certain places. To me, it's nonsense.
For decades, Islam has existed side by side with a deep commitment to secularism, enshrined in Turkey's constitution. Whether the coup plot is true or not, the tensions underlying this week's events are widespread. Popular jazz pianist Ali Pirey says he doesn't want to lose what he calls Turkey's free spirit, a way of life he fears is threatened by the ever-increasing growth of Islamist parties.
First of all, they're, of course, a very conservative government. But the main reason is it's going towards a fascism, and we call it Islamofascism. The country is divided, the secular ones and the Islamists are religious, conservative people. So it's really bad times for Turkey and the Turkish people.
Demographers have also documented a surge of religion in recent years and an increase in the number of radical Islamic parties. But İlber Ortaylı, director of the Topkapi Palace, a center of Ottoman and Islamic history, says he's not particularly concerned.
The so-called fundamentalists, repeat, the so-called fundamentalists, they have nothing to do with fundamental ideas. They like to sing about their past. Today, Turkey is, of course, a Western country.
But for many Turks, that's precisely the problem. Islamists, nationalists, and others have criticized Turkish institutions for being too accommodating to the United States and Israel. Some are calling for the severing of military relations with the U.S., which maintains an air base in southern Turkey. That's one of the reasons why talk of a coup should have the U.S. deeply concerned, says Bill Martell, professor of security studies at the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy.
The geostrategic concern has to be that instability or chaos in Turkey has a set of consequences that weaken both the American and the European ability to have a positive, productive role in that part of the world.
Turkey's armed forces, the second largest in NATO, have overthrown at least four civilian governments over the course of the last half century. Jazz pianist Ali Pirey says any way you look at it, Turkey's in trouble.
There's a danger of a civil war. In the 70s, when I was a teenager, we had a military coup in 71, so that was a pretty fascist years. And now it even looks worse.
Pirey says he worries that he may soon lose the freedom to play his music late into the night without interference from religious conservatives or a military bent on keeping order. For The World, I'm Philip Martin, Istanbul, Turkey.